Module 8. Develop positive relationships. As humans, we are not designed to be completely alone. Whether at home or work, for your mental health and building resiliency, it is important to develop positive, non-toxic relationships with others. Get to know colleagues. When at work, do you ever feel like the world is sitting on your shoulders? There is no need to let this happen. Building and maintaining a support network will benefit you extensively. It will change your life for the better and make dealing with and accomplishing things easier. When one thinks of a support network, many think of family and friends. But getting to know your colleagues and building a network with them is just as beneficial. Before building a support network of your colleagues, you must get to know them as individuals. Here are some tips for getting to know them. Use an icebreaker. Remember names. Find common interests. Spend time together outside of work. Manage boundaries. Establishing new relationships or strengthening old ones doesn't mean anything goes. You want these relationships to be positive for you and the other party. Part of having a positive relationship is having and managing boundaries. To some, talking about boundaries is like addressing the elephant in the room. But you want to be honest and upfront about them so no one gets hurt on the back end. How can I set boundaries? Recognize your limits. Clearly communicate your boundaries. Be aware of your feelings. Let your actions speak louder than your words. Address any breach of boundaries set. Collaborate with others. It kind of goes without saying, but in order to develop relationships, you have to collaborate at some point. Whether it be working on a particular project together or being part of the same department, which will eventually allow your paths to cross. Collaborating with others can be a valuable experience, but can also be stressful if you don't understand one thing about working with others. That thing is each person is different and has a different personality. Learn how to work with different personality types. Some of these include extroverted and playful. These people require more attention and verbal approval than some other personalities. Assertive leaders. This type of personality requires loyalty and recognition of achievements. Meticulous planners. Meticulous people need the space to complete the tasks, and their perfectionist habits require understanding. Peacemakers. Peacemakers work to avoid and settle conflict. They require a calm work environment and appreciation for their efforts. These are just an overview of personalities. You probably want to research different personalities on your own. Show appreciation. Thanking others for their help is not hard to do. It doesn't have to be elaborate or require a great amount of resources. A simple thank you goes further than you know. Whether you are thanking someone for volunteering to help with something that is not part of their required duties, or thanking them for what they get paid to do, it is always appreciated and can build morale. While the words thank you are sufficient, it's understandable that sometimes you want to do a little more. Below are some ideas on things you can do. Free lunch. Opportunities of career advancement. Peer recognition program. Give employee extra time off. Bonus. Company branded merchandise. Gift card. Movie passes. Case study. Amelia has been with the company for 3 years. Although she has talked to a couple of her coworkers outside of work, she feels like a stranger each time she walks into the office. She decided to share this concern with Beth, a coworker who she knew before starting with the company. Beth recommended that Amelia get to know other coworkers so she can build deeper relationships. Amelia agreed that is a good idea, but admitted getting to know others is not one of her strong suits. Beth suggested they have lunch together so she can share important aspects of developing relationships, such as collaborating with others. Amelia agreed. By the time lunch was over, Amelia felt confident enough to begin talking to others right away.